Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. Then they'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Marijuana Law Podcast. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting and podcasting from the middle of the mitten in the Black Diamond Group mothership in a beautiful, gorgeous, just sprawling legal nutrient field. When you pull up to the mothership and you see the field just sprawling, it says Prop 1 passed, folks. That's right. We are broadcasting from the state of Michigan. We now join all the other states as a recreational state. We have become the 10th state in the nation and the first, Craig Russell, in the Midwest to legalize marijuana for recreational use. How about that? Way to go, Michigan.
You know, if anybody could see your face right now and see how giddy you are, you have no idea. You've just got this big grin on your face. You called this how many years ago did you call that this was going to happen? Was it at least two or three?
I mean, I'm 53. I've been hoping for this to happen since I was in Berkeley High, Berkeley Bears, graduated 1983, folks. But Michigan is now the 10th state, the first in the Midwest. We now join California. We love everybody out in California. Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Colorado, Nevada, Massachusetts, if you can spell that, Vermont, Maine, and Washington, D.C., as the states that have legalized marijuana.
Now, there is some sad news from the election from this past week. In North Dakota, it did not pass. They had it on the ballot for recreational marijuana. But one of the main differences and the reason it didn't pass in North Dakota, There was going to be no limit on how much marijuana you could have. Not like in Michigan where you can only have 12 plants or so many ounces. There was going to be no limit. And one of the things it was going to do was anyone who had been convicted of a marijuana crime in the past, their records would be expunged.
That is great information. By the way, folks, I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of calls. It's not retroactive. You are not getting your prior unfortunate criminal histories expunged, which I think is wrong. Canada is talking about doing that. We're going to stay on top of that. We love all our listeners to the north of the mitten here, especially out to the Northwest Territories. Nebraska, the voters also rejected a marijuana legalization proposal, but Missouri voters approved it.
Yep.
For medical purposes, and 30 states now have legalized marijuana for medical use. I mean, what a great day in the state of Michigan. Michigan did it right dating back to 2008 when the Medical Marijuana Act passed 63-37%, and the state of Michigan passed bills thereafter in 2016 to regulate and tax the industry. So we are stoked here in the state of Michigan. We're going to be talking about what you need to know. So what happens next? That's the big thing. Everybody wants to know what happens next. What's going to happen next in Canada, what's going to happen around the world, and what's going to happen in the other states. And that's what we're going to be talking about right here on the mothership on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, what freaking took you so long? I mean,
no
we've been sitting here with our phones, drones, and clones. I mean, how often? We're here every day. We open the show, Craig Russell, with Bob Dylan. I mean, we are just fired up today. We have a huge show.
Well, it's a big show. I mean, this is the culmination of years of people. I mean, like you said, Michigan set this up right 10 years ago when they started medicinal marijuana. And you could see the groundwork of this being laid in the last couple of years when they started talking about license approval, when they started talking about how you can get involved in becoming a supplier or a grower. It was all like geared for this was going to pass. I think kind of everybody kind of knew. And I think that's part of the reason that Gretchen Whitmer won the governorship, because she was certainly in favor of it. I don't know if Bill Schuette was, but I know she was in favor of it. And I think that's one of the reasons she won as well.
Absolutely. Hey, big shout out, by the way, to our good friend Sparky out there having fun in Montana right now. He's from South Dakota. We love Sparky and all his friends that listen to the show here in the mothership. Absolutely. The big question is, when does the law take effect? Everybody wants to know, when does the law take effect? And we're going to be talking about that. Now, if you're in one of those states that is leaning towards recreational, you definitely want to take a look at Michigan and the ballot proposal that was put on the ballot. Just look it up online. I highly recommend you contact the organization or organizers in your state and follow Michigan's pathway. I mean, Michigan has done it right. That's the bottom line.
Yep, they set it up medicinally in 2008, and now, you know, 10 years later, it's now recreational. And, I mean, I don't know if there's other states, you know, again, North Dakota, that got kind of wonky there. But you got to figure there's going to be other states now. Missouri might be another one where it might go recreational soon. It seems like these high population states, California, now Michigan, places like that, you've got a lot of diverse people in the electorate, and they're the ones who are helping. I mean, there's 10 million people in the state of Michigan who obviously wanted to see it happen. And I didn't see the final. What was the final vote total? Did you know? Do you know what the percentage was, Todd?
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, it only needed to pass by, you know, one vote, and you know, the citizens won. The great citizens of the state of Michigan won. So,
and you were the one who made that one vote that passed it, correct? Is that it?
I don't talk politics on the show.
I know
how it is. But
there are other things going on in the world. I know the election was a big deal this past week, and of course, marijuana passing and everything. But there are other things happening. What's going on with you and MyCompassion.org?
MyCompassion.org. I mean, what a great organization. Since 2009, it literally has been a federally recognized 501c3 nonprofit organization. And My Compassion has given me the honor of being a member of their legal advisory board. So I am now a member, one of four attorneys, with the other three distinguished attorneys, as a legal on the legal advisory board. And I'm honored. I want to thank the executive board, Heidi, Parik, Glenda, Don, the directors, Mitchell, and all the volunteers who have given to the cause since 2009 and prior to that. Check it out, mycompassion.org. Great organization. We're going to have Heidi on the show in upcoming weeks. They do so much for so many. So I'm honored. I'm truly honored.
That's really great, man. I'm proud of you. That's awesome. Of course, you spoke at Northern Michigan University a couple of months ago when they had their symposium there, and now you're a full-fledged board member and a member. Well, look at you getting all legit, Todd Levitt. What's up with that?
I know. Can you believe it? I mean, can you believe it right here? Todd's Rock Block. We have a huge show, folks. Prop 1 passed in Michigan. You said North Dakota voters said no. Utah and Missouri voters approved legalizing marijuana for medical purposes. And as everybody knows, Canada, half my family lives in Canada. That's legit, outside Toronto. They legalized marijuana from province to province on October 17th. I want to thank all our good friends up in Canada for hockey, for Brador beer, for connecting the tunnel and the bridge when I was a kid so I could head over to Windsor when I was like 14, 15, and 16 and hang out. So, hey, Craig, we've got a huge show. We better go to break and come back strong.
We do. We will come back and talk more about the things you need to know about Prop 1 passing in Michigan and other marijuana stuff coming up on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We'll be right back. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email ToddLevittLawShow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting and podcasting, folks, on 98.5 WUPS, together with who, Craig?
Rock 105 and Rock 95.5. We Just Rock in Sheboygan, Traverse City, Smitty.
And we're podcasting on literally every single podcast platform known out there across the great planet Earth.
iTunes, SoundCloud,
YouTube,
all over, Podbean. Anywhere you get your podcast, download the show. We've had a nice big kick in people downloading the show all across the world and all across the country, so we appreciate that. Thank you very much, and we're trying to build those numbers up every week. So share it with people on your social media if you like what we do on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We'd appreciate seeing more of you downloaded.
Absolutely. And we came back with White Rabbit, Jefferson Airplane, one of my all-time favorite songs from the 60s,
White Rabbit. Grace Slick was the one. She was it.
Little John loves White Rabbit also. Big shout out to Little John there.
Oh, Little John. We need to have Little John back on the show.
Yeah, he's coming back on. So is Big here.
Oh, good.
Yep, all the boys are coming back on.
Good.
Hey, Prop 1, Michigan passed. Michigan now joins all the other states as a recreational state. Everybody's asking what happens next.
Hey, Todd.
Craig.
What happens next?
Craig, that is a great question. The question everybody's asking, when does a law take effect? Is it, you know, was it the day of the election? Is it today, which is Sunday? When does the law take effect? And what I'm telling everybody, I would say about a month. Michigan's constitution states that approved initiatives such as this take effect 10 days after the date of the official declaration of the vote. And that normally doesn't happen, the declaration of the vote, until the election is certified by the Board of State Canvassers. And that process usually takes about 3 weeks. So, again, folks, you cannot today, as you hear the show on Sunday, unless it depends on when you're listening to the show, if you're listening to the podcast version on another date and time. But the Michigan Constitution specifically states, I'll say it again, that 10 days after the date of the official declaration of the vote, which takes place by the Board of State Canvassers, is when the law takes effect. But there's a lot of things that stand in the way, Craig, for individuals to participate. Number one, if you're 21 and over, in Michigan at least, you know, Prop 1 legalized the use and sale for adults 21 and older. You can't just head out and start smoking and toking.
No.
Here's the reason why. The Marijuana Board and LARA through the state of Michigan, they have yet to approve hundreds of requests for dispensary licensing that will be issued throughout the state, whereby the citizens can go and purchase it. So unless you have the ability that, you know, you've had the ability to grow it as a caregiver and as a patient, your own patient, and or you are a patient, how are you supposed to get a hold of cannabis? That's the big question. You're not. You have to wait for the dispensaries to open up. And there are dispensaries that are currently open in Michigan, up in Grayling, down in Lansing, Traverse City, I believe. I know Traverse City has had a number of them. I haven't been up there lately to see if they're open yet, but I'm going to take a shot at it that one or more are still open up in TC. But the dispensaries need to open up.
So now here's a question that I have for you, and this kind of leads into that. Now that this will technically be a legal product in the state of Michigan, will somebody who gets the opportunity to open up a dispensary, will they be able to advertise, say, on TV or on the radio or in a newspaper or online that they're open for business like any other legal business in the state, like a liquor store or someplace that sells tobacco? Will they be able to advertise this? Because technically still, federally, it's an illegal product. But in Michigan, it is legal.
Craig, Rachel on the mothership.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. I was going to try to trick you and just say that I had something in my voice and it was my dad still. Anyways, hi, guys. Hi, everyone. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Todd Jr. So do you have an answer to that question?
I do. I do. You will not be able to advertise on TV and put ads up, advertise through the main channels, because the FCC controls the licensing of the radios and what is being put out on those channels. So definitely cannot do that, unfortunately, which is also kind of interesting to me because, you know, all right, Michigan, we're passing a law to make marijuana recreational. But it's just so funny because in every way, the government, whether it's state or local or federally, they're just not helping us and helping us with these new laws. Like, here, you know, we're going to allow recreational marijuana, but we're not giving you dispensaries yet. So it's, you know, it'll be interesting to see where people are getting their weed from. And obviously, I'm really happy that it's an amazing step getting this law passed. We just need to find ways to make it all come together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, and here's an interesting thing, Rachel, and this is something that I saw a lot of people on Facebook. I have a lot of friends on Facebook who mentioned that they don't necessarily take marijuana anymore. They don't smoke. They don't have edibles or anything like that. But they still voted for it anyway, because that really comes out. It comes right out and says, hey, I might not necessarily agree with it, or I might not necessarily do it, but you shouldn't have that right taken away from you if that's something you choose to do. So we're kind of like, it's like this law is being passed and all these things are happening kind of in spite of the federal government. Hey, you're the federal government. You are not going to allow us to do all this stuff. We're going to do it anyway. Kind of sticking the thumb on the nose and going, meh.
I give a round of applause to your friends and all the listeners and voters who indeed voted that way. Even though they don't use it, they're not fearful of it. They didn't let fear dictate their decision in voting. And, you know, that just reminds me, I just want to tell the state of Michigan, we need you to move faster. Pick up the pace. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. I'm going to clap. Let's go. Let's go. That's how fast I want them to move. You know, come on. We have this great new law, and you need to accommodate everyone who's trying to utilize the new laws.
Well, to be fair, I mean, they didn't necessarily know it was going to pass. I mean, everyone thought it was going to, and obviously it did, but they really couldn't do anything until it did pass. Now that it has passed, now they need to actually step on the gas and get going, because it seems like there's going to be a lot of demand.
Absolutely. Supply and demand. Yeah, no, you're right. They didn't know how it was going to turn out, even though I did. I knew it would pass.
I think everybody knew, but, you know, again, but they couldn't, you know, what if they started getting all this stuff in place and it didn't pass? Then it would just be for nothing.
Exactly. So now the state, come on, I'm asking you guys, start issuing licenses. Let's get it going. Gas forward. Let's go.
So to get back to what you were talking about, how people are going to get their marijuana if they aren't a cardholder already and can't get it medicinally. So the new law does mention and does state that people can grow their own in their personal residence. Is that correct?
That's correct. The new law, Prop 1, allows individuals in Michigan to grow up to 12 plants for personal use and give away without payment up to 2.5 ounces to a person over 21, as long as it's not advertised or promoted to the public. Again, let me say that again. So in the state of Michigan, prior to Prop 1, if you know, you possessed illegal cannabis and you handed it to another individual and they didn't have any immunity or a legal right to possess it, then you're going to be charged with a felony of delivery and manufacturing of a controlled substance. But now it allows individuals to grow up to 12 beautiful plants for personal use and give away without payment up to 2.5 ounces. So, Craig,
you and I, and we're not saying we're doing this, but we're just using a hypothetical. You and I could give you and give away up to 2.5 ounces to you. You're 21 and over, right?
Last I checked.
Yeah, as long as it's not advertised or promoted to the public. Now, businesses and individuals cannot cultivate marijuana plants that are visible from a public place without the use of binoculars, aircraft, or other optical aids. So, again, growing areas must be equipped with locks or other functional security devices that restrict access to the area. And, you know, the legalization in Michigan, it still prohibits consuming marijuana while operating any vehicle, folks, and we say it each and every week, aircraft, snowmobile, off-road RV, side-by-side, motorboat, or consuming in the passenger area of a vehicle. The law does not allow you to consume any motor vehicle. It has to be done on private property in private. So that's really important. And again, in Michigan, it allows the possession and use of marijuana by people 21 years and older, any amount of marijuana over 2.5 ounces and up to a maximum of 10 ounces that is possessed by an individual. And that must be stored, though, in a container equipped with locks. So there's still a lot of provisions in there that were in the Medical Marijuana Act. Marijuana facilities under the new law cannot be within 1,000 feet of a pre-existing school. And one individual cannot hold an ownership interest in more than 5 grow operations before 2023. So if you're an individual, a corporation out there, you cannot hold an ownership interest in more than 5 grow operations before 2023. But this is interesting. For 24 months after the department, state of Michigan begins to receive applications for grow license and other types of licenses, the department may only accept applications from people who are residents of Michigan and who already have a license to operate a medical marijuana facility. So that's really interesting.
This has been a lot of great information, and there's, of course, going to be a lot more in the next coming couple of weeks as things start to flesh out where how things are going to work. We have to take a break, but when we come back, I've got
more
some
Rachel here in the mothership when we come back.
Oh, more Rachel. That's great. And also information about other places who have gotten mixed results with their grow facilities and with states that now have legal recreational marijuana and even countries. We'll talk about that coming up on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show when we come right back. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting and podcasting from a beautiful green nutrient field. The clones are legal, the drones are flying, and the phones are ringing right here in the mothership. If you missed any portion of the show, we say it all the time, check us out on multiple podcast platforms, Craig, from Libsyn, Podbean, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. We are all over the place, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. We've had a boost in downloads over the last couple of months, and we love it. And we came back once again with White Rabbit, one of my favorite songs, Greg.
Really? I can't figure out why.
And we've been talking about the state of Michigan and how the Prop 1 passed, which legalized the use and sale for adults 21 and older right here in the Mitten State, including the great state of Superior, which is over the bridge. And we join 9 other states now, Washington, D.C., including medical marijuana is now legal in 31 states in some form or another, including Missouri, whose voters approved an initiative for its use last Tuesday. And in Michigan, the ballot came 10 years after Michigan voters approved the use of medical marijuana. So we talked about when does it take effect. And just to review, it takes effect 10 days after the date of the official declaration of the vote. That is by the Board of State Canvassers. And that's a process that usually takes about 3 weeks. So that's when, 21 and over, it takes effect. But as Rachel said earlier, state of Michigan, and look, the men and women in Lansing, LARA, the marijuana board, they're working hard. They're working hard. Obviously, we would like them to move a little bit faster to start issuing some of those dispensary licenses. And we would like some of the bigger cities around Metro Detroit and Grand Rapids to start allowing for more licenses to be issued so that the residents who overwhelmingly approved this can participate, in which is now legal. And by the way, to talk briefly about Canada, to deviate for a moment before Rachel comes back on, cannabis stocks are rising in the great country to the north of us here. So Canada, Canadian marijuana stocks are surging as more United States states come aboard. So if you're an investor out there, this is not an investment show. Do not listen to anything I say as regarding investments. But I have a few friends down in Atlanta. Big shout out to Brad. I love you, Brad. And he's been investing in some Canadian cannabis stocks and doing quite well, although there was a dip somewhere along the way. But yeah, good investment there.
Here's a couple of things to know. For starters, as we've said many times before, it's legal in Canada. Now it's legal in Michigan, but it will not be legal for you to transport any kind of marijuana across international borders, because Canada is another nation, or in state lines as well. You're not going to be able to transport marijuana from Michigan to Ohio or Michigan to Canada or Canada to Michigan. Even though it's legal in both those places, that's still interstate commerce and inter-country commerce. You can't do that.
Great point. Hold on. Rachel has some great information here in the mothership.
Okay.
Hello, Craig.
Welcome back, Todd Jr.
Hello.
What's the information you have?
A few minutes ago, I was talking about the state, how they need to hustle. Well, I just came across some information that I had sitting on my desk. So the new law that was just passed, it actually does set a timeline for licensing commercial enterprises. So that's really good, because in 2008, when the last medical marijuana law was passed, none of that was in place. There was no timeline set in the actual law. And that's why it encountered a lot of delays. But thankfully, with this new law, there's a timeline. So that's amazing news. So obviously, I'm going to sit here and say, come on, Michigan, you still need to hustle. But at least we know we can feel a little bit safer. You know, there's an actual timeline out there.
Well, here's part of the reason for that, because A, in 2008, when it passed medicinally, there weren't a lot of states that had, you know, there weren't nearly the number of states 10 years later that there, like there are now. There weren't 10 years before. So not only did they not really have an understanding of how this is all going to work out, but secondly, they are losing money every day. Every day there isn't facilities license that you can't purchase marijuana, that's going to be taxed. They've already thought between $240 to $280 million a year they'll be able to collect in marijuana taxes alone.
Wow.
They're losing that money right now. Every single day that somebody who wants to buy legal marijuana in Michigan can't, they're losing money. And if you start making it where people can't go buy the plants and they start growing their own, that's money out of the pocket of the state tax people. And, you know, I have a feeling that the new governor would love to say, hey, look at all this extra money we've raised selling legal marijuana to people who have voted for it and want to buy it. So I think, you know, as we know, money is the root of all evil, but money makes the world go round. I think that's what's going to motivate them to get going quicker. They didn't realize this 10 years ago, how much money they were going to be able to make. Now they do. Now they've seen other places make a ton of money. So that's going to help.
And you know my thoughts on the government and lawmakers and money. Like I said on the last week's podcast, I feel like all they care about is money, money, money. So hopefully they get on board with the whole money theme and support the cannabis industry by capitalizing from it and letting everyone else make some money off it. So, you know, cheers to the money. Go green. I got to take off, but it's been great. It's been great. Go green. Go green. Not the football team, but go green.
Rachel Levitt in the mothership, everybody. It's always fantastic to have her on the show.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Hey, Todd. So when it comes to legal marijuana now, of course, in another 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever it's going to be when the actual law takes effect, what will you not be able to do?
Well, again, we say it every week. You cannot smoke in public, folks. You cannot smoke in public. And there are, again, the laws are not retroactive. So if you unfortunately have criminal history due to a drug conviction, you're not going to have that expunged now that this Prop 1 has passed. It's unfortunate, but it's just not going to happen. You cannot smoke in public or, again, drive under the influence. It's still illegal, and the law is very clear on that. And, again, there's a bill that is currently sponsored by Senator Rick Jones to pilot a new roadside saliva test for marijuana detection. We talked about that last week, so you'll have to check out that show. But it's called Zero Tolerance. You may not have any marijuana in your system right now when you're driving. Possession is also illegal at K-12 schools or lands owned by the federal government. Now that Jeff Sessions is gone, we'll have to see how the administration views removing it from Schedule 1. Be sure not to smoke in national forests, and this applies to all 50 states. You cannot smoke or possess cannabis, albeit in a state where it's legal, if it's still in a national forest or park. And while individual users can grow plants, they can't sell them, Craig. You cannot sell them. You can transfer 2.5 ounces to someone that's 21 and over, but you cannot sell them or advertise them for sale. And the sale of any cannabis products, again, requires state licensing that we've been talking about on the show, that the state of Michigan needs to get through those applications and start granting dispensary licenses so the great citizens of the Mitten State can participate legally in cannabis.
It's not a free-for-all. There's still going to be plenty of regulations. You could still need to give Todd a call at 989-772-6000 if for some reason you're pulled over and you happen to have marijuana on you in a car, even right after it's legal. You're still going to need to remember the phone number because it's still going to happen. There are going to be people, and you know there are going to be people who are going to go, "I didn't know. I thought it was legal anywhere."
Yeah, another question I get is, you know, will the police stop enforcing the possession laws before it takes effect? Marijuana is still illegal until the law goes into effect, folks. So, you know, there's about a 1 month window when users can still get arrested for pot in whichever state you live in that voted to legalize it. And police will likely use discretion, but you can still be arrested. And again, I think it depends on the seriousness of the stop. I think, you know, law enforcement has been using discretion, and I believe they will continue to use discretion. There are some on the ballot proposal that passed in Michigan, certain types of misdemeanor offenses will now be civil infractions, and we'll talk about that on next week's show when my good friend Steve Wickham joins the cast here in the mothership to talk about Global Fat Bike Day coming up. So be sure to tune in next Sunday, as you always do, with my good friend Steve Wickham from Epic Mountain Bike group down in Lansing, Michigan, to talk about Global Fat Bike Day taking place December 1st. I'll be there with Big Gear and the boys. But the trick could be buying marijuana legally in the first place right now. That's the trick until the dispensaries start to open and everything starts to take place, because, you know, Michigan's state and local governments must still establish regulations before the products hit the shelves. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Rachel was talking about. And, you know, that could take up to 2 years in some places, as the initiative gives the state's Department of License and Regulatory Affairs 24 months to create and start distributing licenses. So the state does have time to you know, dish out the licenses. The people are going to be antsy. The people want to participate in something that they made happen.
Well, think about this, though. Think about when the first dispensary actually opens up. Even without being able to legally advertise it, there's going to be a word of mouth. That place is going to be swamped. But We have to take a break. I do have a question. You actually, when you were talking about possessing marijuana, et cetera, you sparked a question in my mind, and I want to ask you about it. And it comes from a legal and also automobile legal state when we come back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We'll be right back. Hey. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
To the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting and podcasting in a beautiful green nutrient field. That's right, folks. It's certified. It's bona fide. It's legalized. The green nutrient field, otherwise known as the mothership, is legal and is in full operational mode.
Well, it will be soon.
It will be soon. Yes. Once the Board of Canvassers certifies everything. Then it will be legal in the state of Michigan. And again, folks, if you're just tuning in, Michigan will become, once that takes place, the 10th state in the nation and the first in the Midwest to legalize marijuana for recreational use, joining California, Oregon, Washington, Washington, D.C., Alaska, Colorado, Nevada, Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, to name all the states, and a total of 30 states, including Michigan, have legalized marijuana for medical use. Nebraska, unfortunately, come on, Nebraska, rejected a marijuana legalization proposal. And the great state of Missouri, those voters approved legalization for medical purposes. So way to go, states. Things are happening. Jeff Sessions, no longer the attorney general, so we're hoping the administration takes a more progressive look at removing cannabis from Schedule 1. Make sure you contact and hold all the new elected officials in both parties to the fire in regards to supporting your views. And, you know, hey, they work for you. They're going to Washington, D.C. to work for you. So make sure they do that.
Couple of things. First place, it was a great turnout for people to vote, and they spoke their minds. And whichever way you voted, at least you got out and voted. You might not agree with what we agree with, and we might not agree with what you agree with, but everyone got out and voted, and that's the democratic process. That's a good thing.
And we say it each and every week, too. We're not Republicans or Democrats. What are we, Craig?
We're Americans.
Americans, first that's and right. foremost. You got that right. Right. Hey, by the way, big shout out and congratulations to Stuart Black, Judge Stuart Black. He will be sworn in soon. Stuart won the open probate position. Being vacated by retiring Judge Irvin. Great man. Big shout out to Judge Irvin and his family. One of the most honorable, most intelligent individuals I've ever met. He's a mentor, Judge Irvin. Stuart Black won the election. He takes the new seat soon. And David Barbary will be the new Isabella County prosecutor. So congratulations to David, Stuart, and all the other candidates who fought hard but fell short. You know, I ran for office once as county commissioner back in Oakland County. I was running against a 20-year incumbent, and I lost. But you know what? I gave it a shot. I stood up for what I believed in. I fell short, but at least I tried.
That's right. That's all you can ask for. That's all you can ask is to try. Hey, something else you were talking about when you were talking about needing to open up the dispensaries and get things going. A couple of places, Canada, they are having trouble keeping marijuana in stock. So many dispensaries in Canada are running out. On the other side of that, in Oregon, another state that has legal marijuana, they did not do this right there. That's a great example. If you ever have a chance to look up online on how Oregon has handled recreational marijuana in their state, look it up. They have so many dispensaries. There's something like 800 dispensaries in the state of Oregon, which only has got like 3 million people in it. They're selling, it costs more for the compartment that they hold the marijuana in the marijuana stores. It costs more for that than what it actually costs for them that they sell the marijuana for. They're selling it for like 25 cents an ounce. I mean, they are so overstocked. Yet in Canada, they can't keep it in stock. I would like to believe that in Michigan, again, like we said a couple of segments ago, there's so much money willing and ready to be made that they need to get this moving because they are losing out on money every single day that people want to buy legal marijuana.
Absolutely.
Can't.
And again, we don't recommend anybody do anything illegal out there. Do not drink and drive. Do not drug and drive. Do not operate machinery. Look, not only do we support our veterans, we love our veterans, but we also support law enforcement. You know, those are our sons, our daughters, our mothers, our fathers. We want to keep everybody out there safe. So look, just follow the laws. If you don't know what the laws are, take a moment to look it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that hard. Just go online but make sure whatever source you're reading is accurate. What I recommend you do, depending upon which state you live in, Craig, just like in Michigan, we have statutes. Those are called laws. And if you look up the MCLAs, you can find out what the laws are regarding drug crimes. And those are under the 300 code, 333. But whichever state you live in, just look it up. I mean, that's what we do. Also, I want to mention that I don't know how it happened, but I appreciate it. The Marijuana Reform Party of New York State put me on their mailing list, and they did a great job. So big shout out to the Marijuana Reform Party of New York State for all their hard work and advocacy. But we just want people to do things legal out there. That's all we're asking.
So earlier you brought up talking about all the things you can and can't do with the new cannabis laws. So here's a question. Can you still get fired for having marijuana in your system from your job now that it's legal? Will that still be something you'll be able to have happen?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hypocritical because you can go to the company lunch party, have a drink with the boss, and you don't lose your job. But you bet you can still get fired for using marijuana in some industries. Federal contractors or transportation workers, CDL users, which is controlled by the federal government, will still be required by the federal government to test for marijuana, et cetera, et cetera. Otherwise, drug tests are still up to the individual companies. In the state of Michigan, it's up to the individual company. At least in our state, state business and leaders have indicated that they will continue to penalize workers for negative drug tests to ensure workplace safety, which again has to change. And I believe it will change in due time. But again, it's so hypocritical. You can go to a Christmas party. I love Christmas. We're big Christmas guys here. We're not holiday people. We're Christmas guys. But you can drink alcohol and go back to work. But when it comes to participating in legal cannabis, which you have a legal right to do, you're going to be discriminated against. And here's another thing. The state of Michigan still has to figure out the THC levels. And we talked about that last week, Craig. I have so much to say, so much to talk about. We can't get to it because the mothership has to take off out of the green nutrient field, and it's going to be the end of the show and the start of Todd's Rock Block for 24 hours.
I wouldn't be depending on that. But
come on, Todd's Rock Block.
That's right. The show is over. We will get to a lot more of all of these subjects because, of course, there's going to be more questions as the time goes on about how things are all going to be handled, especially in the state of Michigan. Of course, if you are in one of the other states where marijuana is legal, how have they handled it in your area? Let us know. ToddLevittLawShow@gmail.com. ToddLevittLawShow@gmail.com. Email us and let us know, hey, in our state, this is how we do it here, and this is how they handle this there. Maybe it'll give good ideas and good advice to people here on how they're going to be able to handle some of this stuff. But, Todd, the show's over. We got to go.
Show's over. Todd Drachbach, not happening yet. It'll be coming soon, hopefully. Craig, we have to go. Great show, folks. Hope you tune into the podcast. We'll see you same time, same place next week. Steve Wickham will be on. Global Fat Bike Day, we'll be talking about that. More cannabis, more updates. Craig, I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. Take us out with some White Rabbit, please.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malliwell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, Mackinac Properties and Northern Michigan Vacation Rentals, buying, selling, and renting properties in the Straits of Mackinac region since 1998, Tim's Collision Plus in Roscommon, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, and Dr. Robert Townsend in Denali Healthcare for your alternative health care needs.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.